Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dr. Jim Adams, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine. It's sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Doctor, I run into more and more people in their 60s who say, I don't know what happened, but I can't drink alcohol anymore. They just can't drink. It makes them sick, or it makes them more inebriated than it has in the past. And then I was reading an article saying that sometimes with women, it's related to menopause. What do you know about this?
So it's true that people's body changes and evolves and more rapidly change during menopause, change with age, and the ability to metabolize alcohol, the chemicals in the body that metabolize it do change. And so sometimes people get a lot more sensitive. And so it can go to their head very fast, and people just many times can't tolerate it anymore.
That's weird, because, you know, when we were young, you could go out, stay out late, go to work the next morning, and then somewhere in your 30s and 40s, you're like, okay, I don't even want to get out of bed. And then as you age, you're like, I don't even want to drink.
I know. So that, you know, keeping the body mass up, the muscle mass up, good nutrition, good diet, that helps. But the aging of the body, the hormones change, and then the ability to metabolize it changes, and people are wise to back off.
Is this the worst flu season we've seen since 2009? Because that's some of the reports we're reading.
It is. It sure is. It's been a bad flu season this year. I think everybody knows somebody that got the flu. The flu vaccine was okay, but not ideal. People got the flu shot, but not as many. It's still time. I'd still recommend it. It's still going around. But yeah, there's already been 16,000 deaths and counting in the country, probably 370,000 hospitalizations and counting. And then the saddest part, 68 deaths in children. So it's just so sad, so tragic. So yeah, it's a bad season.
We don't normally see that many kids die in this country from the flu, or do we?
Yeah, we do. Last year there were 200. So,
oh my gosh.
And this is going to be, we're already tracking to a much, much worse year. With 68 already this year. So yeah, it's very, very sad. So when we say get the flu shot, we kind of mean it. It can be devastating, and we don't want to see people with regrets.
And of course, flu is an upper respiratory illness. At what point do you go to the doctor? If you think you're a fairly healthy, normal adult, or you perceive your child is fairly healthy, at what point do you say, I think I need some help here?
Yeah, so for the adults, when anybody's really having trouble getting out of bed, get checked out. When the fever's not going away, and in children, when they're just not eating, just get checked out. So
okay.
Those would be some of the signs. And if you're at all worried, we have plenty of media care centers, the doctors, we're all used to it. Just get checked.
And of course, everybody's talking about bird flu and concerned about that. What's the latest? We know there have been humans who have contracted it, but it seems like most of them have worked on farms.
Yeah, so it's been tracked for most of this past year, you know, first isolated in birds, now spreading through birds, and we're seeing the effect on egg prices doubling and tripling. And now, you know, they said, oh, is this spreading into humans? Well, it is. There's been 70 humans that have had it. Now, most were fine, but one person died, and they just, you know, tested the blood of 150 large animal vets, none of whom were caring for the cows or the chickens with bird flu, none of them, and three of them had immunity to bird flu. So it's spreading through humans, and we don't know how it's spreading, but it's out there. So yeah, it's something that's being watched really carefully.
What about the West Texas measles outbreak? That seems to be hitting the headlines, or at least it has over the past 24 hours.
Yeah, it should. It should hit the headlines. 48 cases of measles, and measles is just a couple years ago. We thought, well, it's completely under control, and here it's not. And in West Texas, that vaccination rate for measles is around 82% versus in the 95, 96, 97 where we like to be. And here, you know, that vaccination rate dropped, and there's 48 cases and more coming. 13 hospitalized. It's very, very infectious. It's kind of just miserable at the best, and life threatening at the worst. About 20% get hospitalized.
Yeah.
So it's a tough disease that's really, really preventable. The vaccines, you know, it's been around since 1963, so it's really good, and So, yeah, get the vaccines, get your kids up to date.
I was that kid that couldn't get the vaccine. I was allergic to it, apparently, I had such a great concern over the past few years that my doctor at Northwestern wanted to test me, and she found that I must have had it. I had the antibodies. So even though I didn't have the vaccine, at some point, does that mean I had the measles or I was exposed to it and just didn't know?
Yeah, so the vaccine, if you're in the air, if you walk through the airport and somebody had the, you'll get it. It can linger in the air. But what happens, too, is if somebody is vaccinated and they were exposed to it, they could have had a subclinical infection. You got a very, very mild infection and just acquired immunity. But that's why we want the 96-97% to be vaccinated, for those last 2-3% to keep everybody else safe.
Absolutely.
But when it drops to 82%, then it just starts to flare.
All right. Dr. Jim Adams is the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine. Coming up next, we're going to talk about all the headlines that are saying people, adults, are questioning whether they have autism. Dr. Jim Adams, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine, is with us. People are questioning about the symptoms for bird flu. Is it mostly like pink eye or...
So, interestingly, we don't know yet. There's not that many people who've gotten bird flu in humans. And number two, most are asymptomatic. Most never knew that they had it. And number three, it's yet to see. Some people may have some pink eye, but more like just a viral, low-grade viral feelings. The people that die end up getting pneumonia and severe complications. We think that's super rare.
Why are more adults being diagnosed with autism? I thought that was something that was usually diagnosed when you were very young. And apparently, according to a JAMA Network Open, they said there's a 452% increase in autism diagnosis among adults 26 to 34. Now, that was from 2011 to 2022. But how is that coming about? I don't know. You got to talk to me about that. I thought that was an interesting article.
Yeah. So we're in this era of neurodiversity, which is good. It's great we're talking about it and great we're figuring it out. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends all children be screened as early as 18 months for autism, because we are seeing increased rates, and not exactly sure why, but lots of research going on. And we know it's not the vaccines that cause it. And children increasingly even can be found to have in utero neurologic problems that then they develop autism. But some it's so mild that they get to adulthood and they recognize they're just not in sync with other people. They just can't understand the social cues and they feel out of sorts. And that out of sorts can be very distressing, even though they're functioning and get educated and get good jobs. But then they work with a therapist and maybe a psychologist or psychiatrist, and then they end up with an autism diagnosis. So more people with the conversations going on seeking diagnosis. It's very hard to get diagnosed, but seeking diagnosis, getting diagnosis that can help with some therapeutic approaches.
Interesting. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks. Glad to be here.